sure that you get your any place you breach the structure is closed up so you don't have critters like mice or field rats coming through.
Roger that. I already thought about that. I'll put some of that that foam that hardens up. I'll fill that hole right back up.
Might I suggest not just foam, but build a bit of something called hardware fabric, quarter inch squared, and make a mesh, then fill that up. Or bulkhead it with galvanized metal of some sort, sheet metal, because critters will gnaw the foam up like nothing, and the mesh will stop them from getting through. And if you get galvanized mesh, it should last a long time, especially if it's embedded in the foam. And then you'll have a warning that something's trying to make entrance.
Oh, roger that. Okay. Just an extra little layer so little teeth can't get through. Roger.
Yeah. Critters will, they'll dig that bone. They love it. I know because I live near the woods. And I got all kinds of stuff trying to enter my house. Sometimes 6 foot tall ones that are
upwardly mobile. Roger that. I have had a mouse here before, but not in a while. But we're not really, you know, I have a huge backyard. There's not a whole lot of woods, and I have a lot of neighbors' cats next door, so I think they put a kibosh a little bit to the mouse problem, but extra layer can't hurt.
I forgot to disable the man down feature on my Motorola. I didn't realize that I do have it muted out, but my radio's flickering or something. I think it's because I get a boop down again. I'm surprised I'm coming in any good because it's in the A-pillar, a steel pillar on my truck, on the dash, up in the corner. Like, why would it radiate very well there? But it is. WQA 42, break for a moment, see if anybody else wants on.